We,
Sonia,
and Janooni are a couple of pals studying science in undergrad. We are not professionals.
Though every episode is meticulously researched, mistakes do happen.
If you notice that anything...
And we mean anything!
We state is inaccurate, please let us know.
Your comments, suggestions, and queries are important in furthering our personal and audience's understanding of science.
Thanks for being a part of this discussion.
We appreciate you.
We really do.
Bop bop. Beep it up bop.
Welcome back, friends.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? You can't respond to my question, but...
Hope you're well.
You're doing well?
And I said hope they're well. If they're not well, sucks.
Yeah, but you know what might make you feel better listening to our previous episodes of Beaker Bros? You can find us on YouTube or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google Podcasts or other areas that you get your podcasts on.
I was going to say, if they're listening already, they know where to find it, though.
Well, what if they're watching the YouTube video? What if they don't know that?
Spotify and all that stuff, then.
The what, sorry?
I was going to say, check out on our Spotify.
Yeah.
The fun stuff.
What's the saying? Hoot and a half. Yeah.
I was going to say hoot like an owl, like hoot. Anyways, welcome back to this week's episode. It's been a while. It's been, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
I was going to say this week's episode is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Yeah, because we're talking about the wondrous world. Can I think of a alliteration? What's a...
The verbaceous.
That was the word I was thinking of too, vivacious veganism.
We're going to talk about veganism in case you didn't caught that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while speaking to people.
And the interesting about this, you know, us presenting this topic is that I, Sonia over here, am vegan.
In case you haven't realized that from our past how many episodes?
Yep, I've probably mentioned it more times than I would like to say I'm vegan, but you know what? I'll own up to it. I'm a vegan for about a year now.
Vegan and proud.
Vegans, as a definition, Janooni, I'm sure you can add more to this as a omnivore if you have any background. You know, I'm babbling.
I'm just going to say, from my knowledge, as an omnivore, it's, individuals who don't use or eat animals or animal products.
Yeah, exactly. You hit it right on the nail there. It's also like, not only is it like an element of like the stuff that you consume, but it's there's that stereotype of like the vegan lifestyle. So mm-hmm. It's going for like pretty much like cutting out. It's what you said. I don't have any additions to that definition. I tried to think of something insightful, but no, you hit it on the nose.
No, but there is like a stereotype, I want to say, when it comes to, when you say I'm a vegan, you think, oh, that person is a hippie, and you probably have, like, that image in your head right away. Sonia does not look like that. No.
On the contrary, like, I think I kind of, like, I was thinking about this before, I think I really do kind of fit the vegan stereotype. Like, I wear thrifted clothing quite often, like, I have my Birks, I have, like, long, sort of, not that long, but, like, flowy, frizzy hair, mm-hmm. or, like, curly hair a little bit. I'm always kind of, like, I don't think I'm uptight, I think I'm pretty,
But you carry yourself,
happens.
I feel like.
Pardon?
You carry yourself differently, confidently. I'm not saying vegans aren't confident. I'm just saying, like, it's you in a sophisticated way.
I'm a mature vegan. Mature.
Anyways.
What you were saying before, hopefully I didn't dismiss that, but, like, no, like, from even my experience, even though I've only been vegan for a year, mm-hmm. there is that stereotype of, oh, vegans are kind of, like, plucky, sort of, like, hippy-dippy.
They're, like, angry people that are always like, why are you, like, whatever.
Yeah, they're yelling at big pharma and big, I don't know, like, the agricultural industry. Or not the, like, farmers, but, like, well, the animal industry.
Yeah.
That's who they're yelling at.
Yeah. Or, like, they're not judging individuals who do eat meat.
Oh, no, they do.
Well, I mean, Sonia isn't one to judge.
No.
Like, I've had steak or, like, beef stuff in front of her, and she's like, okay, whatever.
Like, it's whatever you choose to eat. I do it for my own reasons. It would be, like, it would be wrong of me to judge someone for their choice. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes they do it for just, like, preference. Sometimes they do it for, I don't know, health reasons. Like, certain people it might not be feasible to go vegan, so.
I was going to say, Sonia, why did you choose to become vegan?
Oh, it's sort of a multitude of reasons. So, in second year, I took a course, a science communication course that looked at, like, science in the world, or from, like, a global perspective, and it talked about, like, the biggest areas of science as perceived by the public, if that makes sense. So, like, some key topics that were discussed from, like, a global perspective was antibiotic resistance, nutrition, what else? Water consumption, AI, and a couple other things I forget. But the two things that really struck a chord with me were, I was looking at my hand. Anyways, two things that really struck a chord with me were the topic or the lectures that discussed antibiotic resistance and nutrition. And the thing with antibiotic resistance, by the year 2050, the World Health Organization estimates that around 50 billion people are going to have or experience antibiotic resistant diseases every year. That's a lot of people. And the animals, especially in the United States and other like Western countries, not so much in Canada, but in other countries, antibiotic resistance is a big thing in animals because they factory farmers, they chug or they fill animals up with antibiotics, and not only is it often inhumane for them to do that, but it contributes to rising levels of antibiotic resistance. More the amount of antibiotics that we consume, more of it comes from animals than we get from like prescribed from doctors, if that makes sense. So, the animals have more antibiotics in them because they're being pumped full of them. We eat that. We get more of our antibiotics from them rather than, like, prescribed normally from a doctor for valid reasons.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, just, like, from hearing that and learning about certain applications of, like, ethics and stuff like that, and then realizing that I'm an adult, I have every choice, I have the choice to decide to eat what I want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care for meat that much. Why not just cut it out entirely? So, yeah, not to say that, like, animal or plant-based foods don't have antibiotics in them. Sometimes from, like, residual water or feces or whatever can get into it, and that also, like, you end up inadvertently eating antibiotics, but it's less found in
plants
than in animals, yeah. That was like a 10-minute answer to a 2-second question.
is perfectly fine. Yeah, I remember when first Sonia told me she was a vegan, I was like, why is she vegan? Like, I'm always curious about, like, why people are vegan. Like, I think I find it difficult to be a vegan. I love milk. Like, growing up, I love milk. And I only like
I did too. Yeah.
But I only like cow milk.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I know, Sonia, you have, like, you, what's the one? Oat milk is the good one, right?
Oat milk, yeah. I can go off about the different types of milks as well. But, yeah, when I was younger, too, my mom, like, the whole milk industry really, like, contributed to the idea that we need to have X amount of milk every single day in order to get enough calcium. And if we don't, we're going to get osteoporosis. Like, calcium is very important. And milk is a, you know, valid source of calcium. But you don't necessarily need to get it from drinking, like, a liter of milk a day.
But did I do that? Yes. But it's only because I enjoy milk, okay? Like, I am one of the weird ones. Like, I know people, I'm like, yeah. Like, if you would ask me, like, what's my go-to beverage, it's either milk or water.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
Like, on a hot day, like, if you're out in the summer playing around, you come inside and the milk's, like, close to freezing, but, like, it's just really, really cold. It's so refreshing.
Well, even when you're having spicy food, I find, like, milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's the best neutralizer, but it's so good because you enjoy the spicy food. But it's good.
Do you like Lassi? You know,
that's good.
For those of you that don't know, it's kind of like a yogurt drink. That's like, it's yogurt and a little bit of water or milk or whatever. Is it the same? Like, it's the same thing, right? Like,
yeah.
I was just making sure, like, I wasn't whatever. But then you add ice to it, and it's kind of tart. So if you have it with, like, tandoori chicken or something like that, it, like it slaps.
So
yes,
good.
It does.
Oh,
whenever. But anyways, veganism.
Yeah, veganism. I was like, oh, when we get Indian food, I want to. Okay, I think this is, like, a really good spot to, like, insert our video. So Sonia and I, what we did, we actually did, like, a, not really a day in the life. It was just, like, a meals that we eat during the day. And we just wanted to compare how me, like, a non-vegan, and Sonia, a vegan, eats. And, like, what's the big difference between them? In case you guys were, like, wondering.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Would you say there's much of a difference?
Well, let's put them in here.
Good morning, friends. So for breakfast, I have a pineapple bun. These are my favorite. I'm gonna actually have two of these, so yeah.
Hello.
Okay, it is lunchtime, and I got Burger King. Okay, so I got a bacon cheeseburger, onion rings, and like a Hershey sundae pie. Yeah.
Okay, now for dinner. We got some naan and we got some butter chicken. Excited.
Milo's excited too.
Hi, good morning. So today we are, how do I flip the camera? Okay, I'll just do this. So we have my iced coffee, and then over here we have some oatmeal. Currently my oatmeal's kind of plain. I'm out of bananas. Okay, so now we're on to lunch over here. I need it. Okay, so I just got some rice and chickpeas. In between, before eating that, I would normally have a little snack because I get quite snacky. But yeah, you just kind of drizzle on a bunch of sriracha over there, and then you're good to go. Last off for dinner, we have some lentils. There's... Stop yelling! Anyways, we got some lentils, and then underneath that is more rice because rice is tasty.
So you saw those videos?
Yeah, so, like, going back to, like, is there a big difference between the diet? I think in the videos here, there is a big difference.
Okay, to be fair, but, I just have really bad eating habits, okay? Like
if during...
Sorry,
no, I almost cut you off. Continue.
I was going to say, like, I eat poorly, so maybe that's why. But, like, okay, let's say, like, my Burger King, if I were to make a burger, actually, that day I just happened to eat a lot of meat.
Yeah.
Like, I usually don't, like, I maybe have, like, it's, like, to be honest, if I were to think, like, I sometimes go days without eating meat, but I do have dairy products or, like, animal products. Like, I'm always having milk or, like, there's something like cheese or some kind of, like, animal product.
Yeah, like I was gonna say, from the videos, I think that was definitely in like an off day. Like, I'm not sure if you eat that much differently at your home versus like in student housing. I would assume yes, because like I half-assed my cooking in student housing, yeah. And I'm sure you do too. But oh, my earbuds. Anyways, but what was I saying?
Student housing versus like at home.
Oh yeah, like at student housing though, like back at the McMaster house, you had avocado toast, you had your smoothies until that blender went kaput.
Yeah.
I think you ate like pretty well. It was
No, I agree. I think I eat better at Mac
mm-hmm.
than I do at home. And that's just I just feel like there's just more junk food available here because my parents do buy it. So mm-hmm. I just indulge. I'm just like, don't mind if I do kind of thing. But at my student housing, I'm like, okay, I have this much money and I have to spend this. I can't really buy junk food every day. Like Uber Eats, it is sponsored by my parents, okay? At Mac, it's not. So I don't get to get Uber Eats that often, but I'm just gonna say, like, I Uber Eats at least once a day, and it's pretty bad.
Yeah, no, like, in the same boat, more or less. And especially, like, even the food that I showed in mine, like, I snack so often during the day. Like, I find, for the most part, as a vegan, like, I'm pretty satiated. That's the right word, like, yeah. When you're full. Yeah, I'm pretty satiated after most of my meals. But I've found that, like, ever since I've become vegan, I've been eating so much more.
Okay.
Like, or in terms of, like, the how often I eat.
Oh, how often? Okay. Like, how would you say you have more servings?
Yeah, like, I have a lot more servings. Like, the size of the food that you saw in some of the videos, like, I didn't have a lot of oatmeal this morning just because I didn't have my bananas. I didn't have my stuff to fill it up with, so it's kind of small.
Yeah.
But, anyways, like, I do, yeah, I guess it's one thing that I've noticed. I don't think it's because, like, it's a lack of nutrients or something like that. Maybe it's just the food itself, but I snack so much more. Like, I don't think I'm lacking vitamins or whatever.
I think it's also because junk food fills you up. Like, there's more sugar in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's, like, some aspect to that, right? Well, I'm not trying to say, like, actually, maybe I am. Like, vegan food is more cleaner, or, like, you're more, I think with you specifically, you're more conscious of what you're eating, and you're choosing healthier options.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm not saying it's not filling you up because there's not as much junk in it.
Yeah.
But there's nutrients.
Sorry, I almost cut you off there, but that's one thing I do want to bring up. Like, just because someone says they're vegan doesn't mean that they're necessarily healthy. Mm-hmm. And just because someone says they're an omnivore doesn't mean that they're unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So just to, like, bring it back to, like, the science aspect of it, like, throughout, like, the past decade or so, because of how popular the veganism movement has become, so much more research has, or funding and research has been pummeled into this area of research. So there's been a lot of studies coming out about the efficacy of plant-based diets.
Mm-hmm.
And though there is quite a bit of evidence supporting the fact that plant-based diets, so veganism and vegetarianism, are often sufficient in calories and nutrients, which ultimately promote better health outcomes in people. So by health outcomes, I could be like reduced incidences of obesity, cardiovascular events, stuff like that. In comparison to standard American diets, it's like when you're comparing the two, like, obviously there will be inevitably better health outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Because in standard American diets, as we've already well become aware of, like, they're pretty packed full of processed sugars, just processed foods itself, mm-hmm. trans fats, that kind of stuff. But like, solid plant-based diets are pretty high in, like, fiber and different vitamins and stuff like that, whatever. But I'm babbling right now. But, yeah, so in comparison to the two, there is, like, a sufficient body of evidence saying that, like, plant-based diets are pretty effective.
Yeah.
However, there, from the research that I've done, I haven't really found any study that that says, like, plant-based diets are better than any other diet that's sufficient in nutrients and calories and stuff like that. Like, for the most,
it's not, like, there's no evidence.
Yeah, there's no evidence saying that, like, veganism is superior to any other diet if that comparator diet is sufficient in nutrients and vitamins and stuff like that.
Nor is it, like, inferior to other diets.
Nor is it inferior, though. Yeah, that's an important note there. But you know what? Sometimes it can be, because I know with me, when I was first starting off as a vegan,
mm-hmm.
I didn't go about it properly. So I was hungry all the time. I'm pretty sure I was, like, for a few days, I was probably, like, deficient in calories just because I was having a little bit of a weird time navigating, like, what's an alternative source to this, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
So, like, over a long-term period, being deficient in calories and nutrients can lead to malnutrition and stuff like that. So
yeah.
People who do go about the veganism diet wrong, that could be very detrimental to your health.
That's true. I came across this one thing. Sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, go for it.
I was going to say, like, they were saying that, like, there's a common misconception that veganism leads to malnutrition, but
mm-hmm.
I've come across that, like, a balanced vegan diet is known to boost the immune system, enable better heart function, and provide more endurance and promote healthier skin.
Mm-hmm.
So before, like, people get the idea that it, like, can lead to malnutrition, Sonia's basically saying that people who are not conscious, or, like, who are not aware what they're doing properly.
Yeah, like, again, going back to when I first started out, there were, like, sometimes, or even now, like, sometimes if there's nothing available, I'll just get, like, a bag of chips, and that will hold me over for a little while, and obviously that's not the most nutritious thing to choose for, especially if there's like other options available. But don't let that mean that I'm like starving myself if there isn't anything available. Like, obviously, if it comes to that sort of situation, I'll always go for whatever is available. But
Sonia eats good.
Yeah, I'm not like, I'm healthy, I swear.
I'm the one that's not healthy.
Oh no. But but the one thing that another misconception that is pretty widely believed is that vegans can't put on like muscle and stuff like that. Like, going back to what I was saying before, like, there is that misconception that vegans are like plucky sort of twigs looking like people, like they're just like hippy dippy, like meh. There was a documentary that came out like 2 years ago. This documentary is very like contentious because the way that some of the information was presented, it is very biased. It's called Game Changers. Mm-hmm. If you do decide to watch it, it's linked in our description. I would recommend that you go watching it from a very like cautious point of view, because like I said, many of the things presented are in it are biased and from one standard, which is like the plant-based perspective.
Yeah.
But that movie did do a very good job of demonstrating like so many athletes are vegans. Like, there's a lot of like pretty well-rounded bulky people. I think at one point, I don't know if he still is, but like the strongest guy in the world, he was able to like carry more, like well over a ton. He's entirely vegan.
And I'm here, I can barely lift 5 pounds and I'm a meat eater.
I'm not the strongest either. We're in the same boat.
In addition to the other misconception that vegans can't be strong and can't be healthy or whatever, there's other misconceptions that are but like veganism, right? There's one. Okay, so one thing I came across is that honey is vegan. That's false.
No, it's not. No.
Yeah. Can you explain? Because I get it, but I also I thought maybe you could.
Yeah. So the idea, like, I guess to elaborate on the definition of veganism from how I understand it, it's not just, I guess I probably should have, I didn't realize, now I'm realizing I should have elaborated more on that, but like veganism goes beyond just like animals. It's like any living thing. Like, if you're using any sort of, like, it's to just, the whole idea of veganism is to like not use like naturally or like substances or like any part of a living thing.
Yeah, like how, right? Milk is from a cow.
Yeah,
right?
Like bees are a living thing.
Yeah.
So like
any secretion from bees we can't use.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Interesting. And so would honey, bees secrete honey? Why did I just say that? I was like, wait, take that back. I was going to say, it actually says that honeybees do secrete honey naturally, but for their own consumption, the same way a human mother secretes milk for her own baby.
Have you ever seen the Bee Movie?
I actually have not.
Really? Oh my goodness.
But I know the memes.
Okay. Well, we'll watch it one day.
Okay.
That's so funny. But yeah, like, it talks about bees making the honey and then the humans taking the honey.
That's bad.
That we don't want to harm the bees. Bees are so important. Did you know that bees are, what was my fact? Like 30% of like the food, oh, we've presented this fact before.
On the 30% of the foods that we eat is like, from bees have some involvement in it.
Yeah, I feel like we've presented that fact.
Hashtag save the bees.
Save the bees. We did do that. We did do an episode on the bees, and then
no, I think we did a project. Remember a project we did?
Yeah,
watermelon.
Yeah. Hashtag save the bees. We should post that.
We should.
It's a cute. Looked it up. Sorry.
I was gonna say it's a cute little video for the people at home.
Yeah, I looked it up a little while ago. World Watermelon Day is August, beginning of August. So we can post that beginning of August.
Okay, guys, so expect Wally the Watermelon to make an appearance.
There we go.
In August. I was going to say, okay, obviously, I think the one biggest misconception is, like, vegan and being vegetarian. Like, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
right? So with a vegetarian, it's just individuals that that do not eat meat, right?
Yeah. Like the meat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so like that, what vegetarians, they can have like milk and butter and cheese and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
There's ice cream. They can have ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm. There's different labels that people give. So like if you're a vegetarian that doesn't eat milk, for example, then you're ovo-vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, you're lacto-vegetarian if you don't eat milk.
Oh, so there's even subcategories. I did not know that. Like, I know that there's some vegetarians that, like, don't eat egg.
Yeah, so then you're ovo-lacto-vegetarian. I hope I'm not getting that mixed up. I'm pretty sure that's right.
But when we were younger, my mom would make us try to be, like, vegetarians. Mm-hmm. We'll be vegetarian for, like, Fridays or something, just mm-hmm. for whatever. And I couldn't have Eggos. And I was like, why? She's like, there's egg in them. I'm like, they're Eggos. Like, there's no, like, it's fine, Mom. I did not have Eggos on Fridays.
That's unfortunate. Another thing I want to say, mm-hmm. off top, do you have more? I feel like I keep cutting in and out. This is a very disorganized episode. I have,
like, funny misconceptions, but no, nothing else.
I'll finish your misconceptions and I'll say my last little tidbit before we end off this episode.
I was gonna say the other one is that plants have feelings. That's like a misconception. Well, okay, they were saying that, okay, plants, they don't have a central nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
But if you pick, like, the fruits from a tree, it's not really hurting them. It's like clipping off a nail. That's the analogy they used. Like, you know how we were to remove a part of our body, like, we would feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Because plants don't have a central nervous system, they don't feel it. So it's not hurting them.
Like, plants aren't conscious things.
Yeah.
They're living things. They have different cellular components and stuff like that make it a living thing, but it's not a conscious thing.
I guess we should, like, we use the word living organism earlier mm-hmm. for describing veganism.
Yeah.
I think we should say, like, animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a plant is a living organism.
But then, like, insects are also...
Yes. Mammals? Reptiles, amphibians, what are
they? We don't eat, like, vegans don't eat. That's actually a pretty important distinction. That was probably a poor choice of wording. I appreciate that you brought it up. Like, insects, we also don't consume.
Yeah.
And so insects, so I guess, I don't know, like, anything with any conscious thing.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like the vegan community probably has, like, a whole proper definition of their own, but, like, that's honestly, though, like, veganism can be defined any way that you want it to an extent. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, for me, like, some vegans, they refuse to wear, like, leather and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I don't buy, like, newly, like, new items that are made from, like, leather or animal mm-hmm. fur, like, anything like that. But if I see, like, leather boots or something like that in a thrift store, or they're going to be thrown out and I could somehow repurpose it, I think that's better than, like, I think mm-hmm. giving something that was once living reuse rather than, like, letting it go into a landfill, I think that's more constructive.
Okay. I think, like, I'm like that too. Like, I'm not saying I'm vegan, but I'm saying, like, I, like, when it comes to, like, products, like, clothing or, like, items, mm-hmm. I try to be, like, I try to make sure it's not, like, no animals or animal products, or, like, even when it comes to skincare, like, I'm very mm-hmm. conscious that there's, like, no animal testing. But I think the part that's not me, that's not vegan, is when it comes to, like, eating. Like, I am... like that. I think what also is really important to distinguish is that veganism is not just, like, for your own consumption, it's, like, also use, right? Like, there's for, like, clothing and everything.
Yeah. No, that's so true. Clothing dyes are often tested on animals. Mm-hmm. Like, so many things are tested on animals, and not, like, as a woman of science, like, I think animal testing does have a lot of use. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many animal models that have been established that have led to the betterment of human health, whether it be flies, mice, squirrels, I'm just trying to think of like all the different species I can come up with. Fish, like there's so many different animal models that have served such an important use in science.
Yeah.
But as we progress in science, there's been a lot of areas where we no longer need to test as heavily in animal models. So like skincare, for example, there's like new synthetic skin that scientists are developing that could like replicate reactions that are experienced in human skin.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Do you have anything to add, Sonia?
One thing I do want to add though, so there's been like a growing, like in terms, one thing I want to add is the idea of the anti-vax movement in veganism, because oftentimes a lot of different vaccines, they do contain animal products in them, and they're, if you go on different online communities of vegans, sometimes there is like quite a few vegan people that think you shouldn't get vaccinated because there's animal product in the vaccine. Like the whole idea of veganism is to like promote the health and well-being of yourself, the environment, like just betterment of the world.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should be like, if you want to look at it from like an ethical framework, you from like a utilitarian standpoint, you want to provide the greatest good for all of humanity. And saying no to vaccines because some of them contain animal products, I think that is a greater injustice than like not getting, or like getting, or not getting vaccines is a greater injustice if you're able to than like getting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to add that, so with the COVID vaccines, because I feel like maybe this is an issue more relevant, that the COVID vaccines actually don't have any animal products in it.
That's good.
But they have been, but animals were used to develop and like test them. So that's also like, they don't have animal products, but to an extent, animals were tested on.
Yeah. And I think one key, this episode's probably going to be pretty long. I'm sorry if it's going to be a pain to edit. But like, I guess is a key takeaway of this, you don't need to be vegan or plant-based to have a healthy life. Because there are situations where, like, if you go about veganism in an improper way, it could be detrimental to your health.
Definitely.
But if you're able to, like, not to preach to whoever, but if you're able to, like, for example, in your iced coffee, if you've never tried oat milk, give it a try instead of Janooni. Like, if you've never tried oat milk, give it a try instead of using, like, regular milk in your coffee or whatever. Like, there's little things that you can tweak in your diet to, like, if you want to be more conscious about the environment and animal use or consumption and all that kind of stuff.
Definitely. It doesn't have to be, like, changing your whole lifestyle. It could be small things, too. So, it's up to you guys. We're just demystifying veganism. Yeah.
All right. On that note, I think that's an awesome way to end the episode.
Thank you, guys. Take care, dudes.